Thank you.
We're supposed to do with it. Lovers of their own self. I like the way I is. Mr. Gibson. Just like. And you've been told. You know, it's been 2 years now since I've been out of the prison house. And how God miraculously fixed it. Of course, you don't go along with that. That I should be in the tabernacle to talk to you. But how do you talk to people that don't listen? When have I come into this tabernacle? Anytime. Or to the dining hall without starting off with a rebuke. When? Tell me. How much good has it done? You just shrug your shoulders. Speak up. They mock me. But that's part of the book. They mock the messengers of God. They mock. And you're doing it right now. See, then I'll tell you again, which I've told you before. I believe that most of you folk really would like to serve the Lord. But you don't do it. Because you wait for an opportunity like this and you can't change yourself now. You can't do it right now. You just can't do it. You didn't make this never mind. Now, if anybody's listening to me, and don't you folks that's sitting out there telling me you're listening, because you're just like these folks sitting right in front of me. Oh, we hear ya! The Lord brought back to me the words of Simon. Well, have you done that? Faith comes by. Have you done that? I told you, you can't change right now. I told you, you got to make this, get ready for the coming of Christ. A daily. You won't do it. Tell me why. Because you don't believe.
Oh, my Lord God.
You just don't believe.
My Lord God.
Hear and obey. Oh, we hear ya. Do you obey? And then when I try to tell you how I come to this conclusion, you get offended. And then when I tell you about that, you'll swear in a stack about that ain't true. Because love. So what are we lacking?
Love.
Thou shalt love the Lord when? Well, have we distorted love? We'll curse our children and our children will curse us. We'll curse our brother and sister and they'll curse us. Now, pre-adventure, see, we've watched it for 2 years now. We've watched this. We watched how this ministry is decreasing. And if you do remember, of course you won't. You don't apply yourself to remembering the truth. I told you that was one of the things of John the Baptist. After many months of preaching about it, one day he cried out, "Behold! Wow, look at folks, that's what I've been talking about." See, you don't get it. See? Just look. Well, I guess you think John said, "I'll behold the Lamb of God."
My Lord. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. And my people, tell me, which one of you have not spoken one word this morning or this week that sort of contradicted things I said? Which one of you have got through without making some kind of a comment on something I said? Oh, you didn't disagree with it, you just didn't understand it. So you make a comment. Then you talk to somebody else who don't understand either. You want a word? Be not unwise, but under. Look around here. You understand what he's doing? Why is he doing like this? Okay, look, we're in the tabernacle. Look, I'm still sitting there with my little face on. Well, why'd he act like that? Well, let me tell you something. It's not an act.
Hey, hallelujah! Glory! Glory! Hallelujah!
And you folk have seen me demonstrate this.
Hallelujah.
Hundreds of times.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Now those folk out there, they can basically go by imagination. But hey, people, I have about 30 people sitting here.
Hallelujah.
And they all think they're doing well. Yes, sir, we're still here. I don't know how much longer, though, because if he don't soon let me have my own way, he causes me to do this, and he won't let me do that. And God's shutting the door. How long do you think he'll keep on walking through that door with your rebellion?
Oh, God. Have mercy to do it, oh, God. Jesus.
Oh, you can go out, can't you? Huh?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Well, I got by today, and pray the Lord. Amen. And the Lord hadn't come like I thought he was, so we're going to bite and we're going to fight each other and destroy each other.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, dear. Are you?
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Now, as I come across the path again, because you see, you folks just don't realize or don't want to. That's why you keep disagreeing with me, or I don't think God makes a man like that. Now let's go back to what I was talking about just a few months ago. When John the Baptist, after approximately 6 months, "Well, now, back there, where do you get that from?" The Bible doesn't say he ministered for 6 months. It doesn't. Doesn't say that. But the Spirit of God revealed to me. See, if you have any conception at all, he was about 6 months before Jesus was born.
Amen.
And he grew like Jesus grew.
Yes.
So about the same age. Yes. Go to hell, you devils! Keep coming in this tabernacle, you stubborn self-will. And you folks think you're ready to meet God, aren't you? He better not come today.
Oh, Jesus.
Why? Why should he? Ain't nobody looking for him.
Oh, Jesus.
They're looking out for their own self.
Oh, Jesus.
And then they want to blame me because I keep reminding them that you're living in a generation that men would be lovers of their own self.
Amen.
You. You like the way you is.
Oh, Jesus.
And then you get proud. Well, I'm in church. I wash the dishes. I milk the cows.
Oh, Jesus.
Not realizing or not accepting the fact that what a glorious privilege that God's given you. I love the brother and say, oh, isn't that wonderful? Or do you love them to love you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And you won't give me a break. Oh, you love the word, don't you? Anybody tell you what the word is? Nobody know what it is? Look at this. I can't get an answer out of you folks. What is truth, Pilate said? It never crossed your mind when I said it, did it?
Glory!
I wonder why Pilate said that.
Glory!
I wonder why it's written in the book. And by the way, while I'm talking like that, boy, have we gone away.
Glory!
As a people.
Glory!
The Word of God. We twisted it. We translated it. We interpret it. We modify it.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
We dissect it.
Glory.
That you can't get one straight answer. Glory. Two people concerning what that book says.
Oh,
you think I got the agreement here? I'm looking at your faces, brothers.
Hallelujah.
You think I don't see what you... What?
Okay.
Well, brother, who do you think you are? Okay. Okay. All right. So that's the boo-boo. Ain't that right? You brother. Rebellious. See, ain't the only one. Some of you sitting right this is rebellious.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
I'm trying to figure out, do I do this now or don't I? Let's just see how many folk are listening now, okay?
Oh, bless you.
What a convenience that we have today.
Amen.
That we can actually pick up the phone.
Amen.
What a convenience are you folk out there that you can actually call right now and your phone call will come through this pulpit, the one I won't let you see no more, because the last time I let you see it, you didn't see what you saw, did you? What for were you out to see? What did you come out of the sea this morning? A lively old guy that's going to shake his knees and tremble at your presence?
My Lord. Oh, Jesus. Glory. Oh, God.
Fearful sight.
Yeah. Oh,
men's hearts, they'll never fear. Oh, I thought you would encourage me.
My Lord.
And he's out here just rebuking and reproving. He ain't even hurting.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heaven.
Why don't you quote it? Reprove. Come on. Oh, I guess you think that means you long suffering, huh?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
My mother used to chastise me, and then tears would come in her eyes. And she'd say, this hurts me more than you, son.
My Lord. Yes, God.
See, no matter what words I use,
bless you, Lord.
You're part of that generation that is ever learning.
Oh, God.
Ever.
Oh, Jesus.
But never able. Why the hell won't you hear that? Some of you folks sitting right here, are you able?
Hallelujah.
To learn what God wants you to do at this crisis hour?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord
Jesus. Have your heart in your heart and stiffen your neck. And all of a sudden you're going to find yourself in a situation with no remedy.
Oh, God. Jesus. My Lord God. Oh.
Why some of you folks don't even know how to receive this?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
God, the Bible tells you to receive thee. And you don't like the word that cuts.
Oh,
you want me to put some salve on?
Glory.
Oh, but there is a balm in Gilead.
Yes, Lord.
What's the balm for? Because you've been cut.
Yes,
cut to the heart.
Yes, Lord.
Now you'll put your head up, look around,
yes,
and you look at me, and you'll say, well, I understand what you're going through, oh, Brother Stair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Putting up with you, just like you're putting up with me.
Jesus.
And when you can't put up with me much longer, you'll get out that door.
Oh, God. Oh,
How often?
Hallelujah.
I try to tell her as much. The Word of God's inside of me.
Yes, Lord.
It's just there.
Yes, hallelujah.
But you don't buy that.
Glory.
Oh, the Word of God wouldn't act like this. Well, the Word of God don't act at all. One thing about the Word of God, it's very truthful. For instance, I tell you how I gave this brother a chance to repent. Now, since I've done that, he wants to hug me and hug me and hug me. And I'll tell you right off the bat, if I had a choice of hugging between ugly her and handsome him, I'd take ugly her every time after the flesh. Why? Because she's a woman. Just that very simple. I enjoy hugging a woman better than I do hugging this ugly old guy. That's just being honest. And if I had a choice between hugging her and hugging her, I'd hug her. Why? Because she's younger. Boy, you. Well, why do you hug him at all? Well, what's wrong with that? Unless you make it wrong. What's wrong with hugging Jesus? If you had a choice of hugging him or hugging the devil, which one would you hug?
Jesus.
Which one would you love?
Jesus.
Choose you this day the one you're going to hug, the one you're going to love.
Jesus.
Well, the one you love. Why? Because God allows it. For your damn mind. You guys going to tell me you don't hug anybody?
Oh, Jesus.
You sisters going to tell me you don't hug anybody? Or you don't love anybody? Because hug is an expression of love. Whether you like it or not. It might be distorted. Misused. If you love them. I love you or hug you. Just look at them. Look at their eyes again. Just look at them. Who? You're not talking to me, are you? Maybe she changed her color. I'm going to use a statement that's scriptural. I would love to give you some meat, you know, where you can grow and get strong. But you're not able to bear it! So I got to keep using a mini pot. Just as some pablum. I didn't say that. God said it. You're not able to bear that cross. You're too weak in faith. Too confused in mind. Too perplexed in spirit. Boy, did you hear that? Did you? I wish I could say that. I must have sat down for 2 hours to get that phrase. Why? Somebody quote it for me. Nobody? Are you guys recording? Mark that spot. What a phrase. Well, three things I said. Oh, dummy me.
Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
You folk act like I've never told you these things. For instance, I used the statement so many times. Men and brethren, this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
My Lord.
Look.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, you know it, huh? So then if I start saying it, you'll recognize it, won't you? Oh, you won't. I'm looking right in your faces. Confusion of faces.
Hallelujah.
That's what the whole world is. I'd like to make a comment about the politics again. I really don't want to talk about it. But I tried to tell you folk yesterday, what in the world is going on with this worldwide pandemic?
Amen.
And why they won't give you and me any trouble? Because we have already isolated ourselves. And you guys keep going out there. With your family, your kinfolk still running out in the world.
Jesus.
Just like we heard from her yesterday. Her oldest daughter and I'll be pneumonia. Huh? I wonder how she knew that. Because she went to the doctor. And they... Of course, nobody wants to agree that pneumonia, influenza... virus. They're all from the same strain. Iniquity. Where will you find it? In the black man, the white man, the rich man, the poor man, the president man, the common man. Iniquity.
Yes, Lord.
Who has a conception of what they're doing in America today? We came in this room right here in the dining hall some weeks ago, and I told you they were planning martial law. And they said they will do it next week. And here we are, way past that. And America and the world is now being promoted martial, military. How are they going to control the people? Well, with the common cop, when he told us stay home? You damn folk, what the hell's wrong with you? Oh, God, you've been so good to us because, by causing them to leave us alone. So we can serve you. So we can be prepared for you. Just leave us alone. And they've done it. And you damn folks sit here and... What a wicked generation. What a wicked, wicked generation. Save yourselves from this on toward. What does that mean? I drive up to the tabernacle. I think there's three cars out there. Maybe four. I'm saying it right on the air. 35 people, 40. Everybody talking about the big crowd. I boast about the little ones.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Why? Everywhere I went for years and years, I never got a crowd. And when I did get one right up the road here, long before you got the picture sent down, come on, why are y'all doing that? It lays right there on the table every day. Right there in front of your damn faces. Look at it. That's the only time in my life. For 6 months, I had that kind of a crowd. Day and night. They would tell a story about one night up there. The guys are sleeping in that theater. Because I never had much money. You folk, you think this has been done with money?
Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Then the other day I had a man send me $200,000 again. And you guys just sit there like a bunch of deadheads.
Thank you, Father.
Hanging on the cross.
Thank you, Father.
Pouring my spirit out.
Thank you, Father.
My life's blood.
Amen.
The Spirit of God that makes me alive.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Oh. And somehow, boy, we are just so deluded. So deluded.
Hallelujah.
How dare anybody make a statement like this? That this is a place for physical.
Yes.
Physical. Because they're going to kill people in America by the thousands. All they got to do is just turn that virus loose. Bring out the military. Folk get desperate, start fighting. Boom. Pile your bodies out back. Burn them up.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, why don't you comfort us? I am.
Amen.
These are signs of the end time.
Yes, Lord.
the last time. I don't believe that. I understand that too. I don't like it, but I can't do nothing about it. Who the hell wants to talk to people when they won't believe you? They'll just sit there and look at you. Right, go thy way, prophet. I wish I could. Oh, boy. Shut my mouth, God! Oh, that I was a wayfaring man! If I could just get off these damn grounds and get away from the fine, loving people who want to tell me they love me, but they won't love each other. And if you don't bear one another's burdens, you don't love each other. Bear you and so and so say it. Let it come out of your carnal mind and your forked tongue. Say it. Don't you know God's in the process of fulfilling everything he ever said? Oh, I wasn't thinking like that. Yes. Ah, yes, Sister Lois, she got to bear your burden, you know. Mm-hmm. And you got to bear hers, don't you? Yes. Oh, I don't ever complain. I'm easy to take care of. Oh, she's not, and neither are you. And I'm going to sing you a little story. God will take care of you. One way or another. Be not dismayed. No matter what you hear. He may let the virus come and just get rid of you. Or don't you think God's letting it come? You don't think it's the will of God? When the enemy comes in like a flood, they had us all worried about war. We weren't concerned about pestilence. And so now they're fixing so they can bring our soldiers back home and patrol our streets. And we've never heard about martial law, have we? Nah, never happened here. Boy, my God, what can I do? Oh, I shouldn't point to that sign, Lord. That doesn't refer to you, prophet. Okay. You keep talking about yourself. And no man take this honor of the last day prophet of God onto himself. But y'all can't see, huh? Boy, you are stubborn people. You sit right there and you won't make any effort. How many can see it? What's the last line say? You're called of God.
Hallelujah.
How many folks believe you? Huh? Did your family believe you? Did your children believe you? Do your brother and sister believe it? All called of God, and yet we touch each other? Now, there's nothing wrong with touching if you touch us the right way. If there's one thing that Mr. Trump has done us a favor with, he keeps talking about fake news. Fake. 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 Of course, the news about the virus is not fake, is it? Sure is.
Amen.
See, we've done that in this country. We fomented wars and we give reasons for it. Yes. And there wasn't no reason. No. What the hell are we doing in Vietnam? Right. What are we doing killing our boys in Korea? Right. We got to go to war with Germany. Fake. There was no reason to go to war with Germany. Right. Why, Hitler? Yeah, who put Hitler in power? Right. Who permits the trumpet power? Hey, you find fundamental Christians. His base. And this guy's doing, he's a liar. Period. He's a businessman. And he's making deals. I think you folk better leave. Because if they come after me, do all men forsake you now, Brother Stamp? I'll die for you for this cause. You pack of liars. If you won't live for it, you sure won't die for it. Is that straight? Is that right to the point? This is what's going to cause my death. If I was wise, I'd get myself an insurance policy. Well, I have one. A blessed assurance. Jesus is coming.
Yes.
Oh. Air?
Yes, Lord, yes.
Glory!
Air?
Air.
Hallelujah.
Air of since I've been using that scripture.
Yes.
Grateful.
I lay in my bed.
Yes.
And sometimes I forget to say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Then you bring it to my attention.
Yes.
And I say, boy, I'm so thankful I'm in this bed.
Thank you, Lord.
Right here.
Thank you, Lord. Thankful. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And my mother used to say to me, you made your bed, lie in it. A bed of affliction.
Yes.
Lie in it. See, you folks don't know these words. The depths of them.
My Lord Jesus.
All that we might know the height.
Hallelujah.
And the depth.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And to know that.
Hallelujah.
God. Which passes. I don't care what I know about you.
Jesus.
You're stinky flesh.
Yes.
Your corrupt mind.
Yes.
Lord brought that back to me again this morning.
Amen.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That's scripture. That's how I live.
Yes.
Jesus.
Every situation.
Amen, brother. Yes.
Right.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Amen. Every situation. Amen. So true.
Amen. Oh, bless you, Lord.
Oh, bless you, thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, by the way, the phone number here.
Oh, bless you.
It comes right here. I got it right in my hand.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
In the tabernacle here in Canaan land.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Canaan land. Beulah land.
Yeah.
Beulah land. Mm-hmm.
matter what I say. I had no idea what I was doing when I bought this farm. That we'd be here in Canaan.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Canaan. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Look at old brother sitting there looking at me. Say, what's he talking about? Huh? Now, friend or foe?
Hallelujah.
Oh, you good? Okay, let's see if you're right.
Okay.
Don't worry about me. I'll be all right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Worry about yourself. Hello? Do you know what Sister Johnson? I asked these people friend or foe, and one brother said Sister Johnson. Now, what is Sister Johnson? A friend or foe? Boy, I tell you about this woman. I never met this woman. I wouldn't know what she looked like.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Father.
I know that. You told me that years ago. Yeah. How's your husband doing? He doing better? Does he sit there when you talk, when you call here?
Bless you, Jesus.
Ah, but you love him. And does he ever listen to me?
Once in a while,
no. Oh, once in a while? Once would be enough if he ever listened to me just once.
Amen.
Lord bless you, Sister Johnson.
Bless your name,
oh
God. Thank you for your mercy, Lord.
The amazing part about that is that her husband knows about this. He lets her write to me. He lets her send an offering. See, her husband's pleased to dwell with her and let her. See, like he pleased to dwell with her and let her do what she's doing. Don't look at me like that. You damn fool, where is your understanding of anything? I wonder why God allows you to sin. I wonder why he sets you up to sin. Which person in this place will go along with me when I tell you how a sinner is very valuable to God? God sent his sons to the world to save sinners. Now I'll ask you one simple question. Suppose he wouldn't have found one. He'd have to go back to heaven with no sinners. When the hell are you fool going to get down off of your intellectual highbrows and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so he can exalt you in due season? He that seeks to exalt himself, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. Well, that's what you're doing. Okay. Then you know it's headed for me.
Amen.
And I have been abased. They stuck me in shackles.
Amen.
They tell lies on me. That's what I was trying to tell my daughter the other day. Tell my children. But the one point they don't like, when I tell them, they say all. Amen. You hear that, Burgess? You're speaking lies on me, Burgess. You're believing lies. You hear that? You guys down by the river? Enoch? Come on, you guys. You want to face off? Come on, your God. I don't speak lies. I don't even live a lie. There is no lie of the truth. None at all. When you speak truth, live truth, there ain't no lie in it. God cannot lie. When God called Jew and gave you the right to become a son of God, he didn't lie. He's not a liar. Behold, what manner. When God said, I love you, he didn't lie. He won't deny himself. Though you falter, he will not cast you down. Somebody. I wish somebody is saved around here. What do I lack, I lack? What do I lack? Faith. Yeah. Faith works. If you had love, the faith that God gave would work. Will work.
Till Jesus.
Oh, hold it.
My Lord.
Till.
Jesus.
Till.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy. Lord.
Look there.
Hallelujah.
Where's Petit at? What's wrong with her? Huh? Oh, boy. We just don't believe in pressing through, do we?
Okay.
Get the grin off your face. You take my rebuke so lightly. You mock me. Anybody know what that is? That's the gift that Brother Craig gave me at my birthday. Go to hell. You think you folk are just, all right, no, because you won't practice, because you won't make it your way of life, because you won't be the priority.
Glory.
That in all things, he might have priority, preeminence. That's just the way you say it. Do you know what Jesus did with Peter? You don't know, do you?
Hallelujah.
He allowed Peter to see him all beat up. So Peter didn't recognize him. Even though he told him, look at this. Peter! You're going to deny me three times. Oh, come on, Lord. Not me. I'll die with you. Right. Went right into Pilate's judgment hall with him.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in being reproved and instructed and corrected in the law of God, the love of God. You have not the love of God in you, most of you. Whenever you get around the love of God, it's something you got to endure. You mean God loves that one just like he does you? That's amazing. Why me, Lord?
Yes, Lord. So true. My God. So true. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. So true, oh God.
Wonder why it was that right there in Pilate's judgment hall, after Jesus was judged.
Oh, bless you.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Somebody want to read me the account of what took place in that judgment hall? Oh, look at him. Well, we didn't know he was going to pick something like that out. Pilate's judgment hall said, scourge him. He had said to the Jews, I'll tell you what, I don't find nothing wrong with this guy to kill him, so I'll just scourge him.
Oh, Jesus.
And turn him loose.
Oh,
And they cried out, no! Crucify him! Kill him!
Amen. Hallelujah.
What's wrong with you people? Boy, how you sit here like you know the book until I start talking it. Pilate had to do something to appease them Jews. Even to this day, don't you say the Jews killed them. Don't do that now. But they did. And now their blood that they cried, let his blood be upon us and upon our children. Thank God for the blood. If they would just let his blood be upon them right now, they would become his children. Away with it. Away with the blood.
Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. The precious blood.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Right there. That might get the law back on my head again.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what the Jews are good for. Promoting the law. Not to love the law. The law which condemns. Away with love. We'll keep the law. Do you folk really grasp the depths of what's going on here? Anybody should have. Should have been Peter. Why right there? Well, whom do men say? That I, the Son of Man, am.
Amen.
Here we go again, Dishla. How come your mind don't go right to it? How come your damn mind runs you down to get a pack of cigarettes and a can of beer and take God's money like you've been doing for weeks and months? Yeah, you ought to be on your face. He wouldn't even have no money if I hadn't. Let him keep it. You'll make all that junk on the telephone, Brother Richard, if I let you keep it. I just wonder what would happen around here if I say, all right, folk, we're going to turn in all them telephones. Why, one of the first things all you folk want when you get is a telephone. Oh, I know what you want it for. So you can tell everybody that Jesus Christ is coming. Go tell it on the mountain. Watch your Facebook go to work after this. When you start hearing from your little communicate with your Texas. And they all encourage you to hear the prophet, don't they? I better do this, Lord. Well, we had one call. Where's Cindy and Sister Linda at? Both of them. Two Sister Lindas? Where's the little Filipino? You would call two of the times a day. And then all of a sudden I challenge them. I heard a call this morning from a man that's been building me up like no other man that I know. But he made one little statement this morning. I said, oh no, not again. He'll probably call. He might even call now if I ask him. The number here is 843-538-1334. I'm somewhere listening. I got a call from the guy. Scott's his name. Out in California. Yes. Yes, who? Huh? The one that called this morning is the one that lives in Gray, Maine. The only trouble is he wasn't in Gray, Maine. I should have known. Coles is up there. He went and bought a house in Florida. So this morning he inadvertently said, from Florida. I said, oh, no, he's back in Florida. And I don't know of a man who speaks more highly of me than he does. Did you hear his call the other day when I put him on the air? I don't know if he'd be saved if we hadn't heard you. You don't agree with that. You don't agree with that God caused you to hear the voice so you can be saved? So I can be saved? For God's not willing that any should perish. So in the day of provocation, hear his voice. In the day of tribulation, hear his voice. And then obey it! Again, sin and disobedient people. Hey, Scott, I told you years ago not to go to California. Hey, my brother up there in New York, when are you going to get out of the city? You got out of Africa.
Hallelujah.
Folks still can't get that. Do I have to say it again? Why? What, 40 some years ago? 50? God damn them. Look at them.
Hallelujah.
Just look at their looks.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
No remorse.
Hallelujah.
No tears of repentance. That's what saved Peter. Because all at once out of his big fat mouth, because I don't know that man.
Amen.
Stood right there and looked at him.
Yes.
That's not the man I know. All beat up, tied up, meek as a lamb. Opened not his mouth. Well, he could have opened his mouth, called for a legion of angels.
Amen.
But somebody got to believe that.
Look
how much God has run this last day with a mouth.
Amen.
This mouth right here is going to bring the final judgment.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Y'all listen to me.
Amen.
Stop doing that little old. So hard to hear me, isn't it?
My Lord.
God, will you enter this house? Because they're an offense to me. They're standing in my way. I got to spend so much time trying to get through to them.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Sister Burgess, that voice you heard one day. Can you tell me how many years ago that was?
32
years.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yeah. I didn't even know she existed.
No. Hallelujah.
She wasn't even on my mind.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Jesus.
Glory, God.
Come on, get a little grin on.
Glory, God.
How many of you folks can hang for 32 years?
Hallelujah!
Going through all this stuff.
Glory.
I know today I called her and here she sat right there.
Hallelujah.
And he sat right there.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You get the hell out of my face.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I specifically called him here.
Because
they weren't here the day I made the confession. So I asked him to come.
Yes.
And they came and sat right there. And I said, Brother Burgess, Sister Burgess, I said, I committed fornication with your daughter.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's the one that hollered, he ought to be put away for the rest of his life.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Because she didn't commit fornication.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, hey, you didn't commit no sin. Somebody compelled you. Somebody enticed you, huh?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You're guilty of your own sin. Me too, me too, me too. Yeah, me too.
Hallelujah.
Me too, me too.
Hallelujah.
Don't even suggest that there was any willingness on their part. Don't even suggest that there was any willingness on your part to disobey God. Don't. It's all his fault.
Holy! Jesus! Glory!
Hey, why don't you join the Me Too movement? It's me.
Yes.
It's me.
Oh,
it's me, oh Lord.
Me, oh Lord.
Now you'd rather blame it on somebody else, huh? No, I know how to commit fornication in my mind. How about you? Oh. You fornicators.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You adulterers. You know how to commit fornication and adultery. They are the personification of unfaithfulness. Be thou faithful, for we're an unfaithful generation. We are an adulterous generation. We are a fornicating generation. And even though we fornicate, he won't. Even though he would join himself to you and you to him and take away your sin of fornication and adultery. Somebody in this house. Such were some of you, but you are washed. And he washed you whiter than snow. Somebody. God should love a sinner. How wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. His name shall be called Wonderful, Wonderful, Wonderful. Oh, full of wonder. I wonder, whoa, wonder. Oh, what a wonder. Oh, signs and wonders. Haughty, proud, arrogant. Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, thank God. How? Ha! Whoa! Is that the best you can do? Oh, Peter knew what to do. He went out and wept bitterly. And the next time he heard was from a woman who was a harlot, Mary Magdalene. God, they don't know. They don't know the stories. My people just do not know. My brother down in Florida, I told you when you came here last time, you went and bought a house in Florida. My good friend in Brooklyn, after hearing me all these years tell me I'm heard all over the world, and you went to New York City?
Oh, God. Jesus.
You brothers down by the river, you stole it.
Oh, Jesus.
You're crooks. Will a man rob God?
Yes.
You'd like to rob God of the prophet, wouldn't you? You'd like to replace him, wouldn't you?
Oh.
Prophet of the Lord. And you want to rob God of the prophet, the one prophet that he sent? You want to take away that credibility? And then God just defies you? Just defies you right to your face. A laborer? I'm headed for my 10 million. I'm going to get it. And I'm going to spend 10 million so quick. It will be the final work.
Yeah.
Jesus, I'm the author and the finisher. What he begins, he will end. course, you're living in a generation where no man ever hates his own flesh. That's not sufficient.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Worthy, oh, God. Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
This, what would she do if I pull her up here and start taking her clothes off?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I'm trying to take yours off.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You got a good girdle on.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, holy.
Strip you! Strip them, God!
Hallelujah.
Show their nakedness! Because they don't even know it. They're so naked, all out of shape. Big tummies, big butts.
Hallelujah! Oh, God.
Just embarrass them, God.
Oh, God. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Busted the way you preach. Yeah. Yeah. Strip you!
Hallelujah.
Make yourself bare.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Jesus. Let folks see what's really in your heart.
My Lord, Jesus.
What's going on in your mind.
My Lord. Oh, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah.
See, there's some things I won't tell because they would really be embarrassing.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Don't you know when I touch any one of you, I can tell where you're at? Touch me, Jesus. Okay. It's all right with me, Lord. I should as soon drop right here. In fact, that's one of the last things I said to you. Don't look at me like that. I said, boy, if I could just drop dead. Because I believe the scriptures that the dead know nothing. I don't even know I'm dead. I won't know nothing about life nor death. I believe the Bible. You'll find that scripture, right? The dead know. Look, read it up. Isn't it something? You poor guys, after all these years, well, I got to go through to get you people. I mean, when are you going to start searching scriptures? Why don't you start search before I start talking? Then you'll be able to search
in the book.
Hallelujah.
Huh? For the living know not that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward. The memory of them is forgotten.
Oh, boy. What a day that's going to be. When I wake up and all I'm going to remember is that he took my sins away. I try to tell you that too. When you get to heaven in the presence of God, he's going to open up the book and let you see all the things that he forgot. And then you say, I remember when my burden rolled away. Boy, some of you folk are so stubborn. God, are you so stubborn? What a stubborn generation. You think God could have just raised up anybody to deal with this generation? We made mincemeat out of most of them. Only one man speaking about the judgment of God today. I was looking at something last night, and some of you folk won't. You it won't even touch you. You have no recollection. And I was really amazed because they reorganized Church of God, they call themselves. Now that is the offspring of Herbert W. Armstrong. I don't know that. I do. And they were used to be in Sacramento, California. Multi-million dollar concern. When they dedicated that place out there, Armstrong brought in an orchestra from Europe. Cost them $1 million to bring them over for that dedication. And never mind. I can't. There's no way I can reach these minds, God. That's why we can't reach the people how God took and hung Jesus on the cross. Let his blood be upon us. Upon our children.
Yes.
Within 70 years after that,
yes.
Then Romans. Damn you people. Yes. What do I got to do? What do I got to do? What do I got to do to penetrate your damn mind? Your corrupt mind. Destitute of truth. How do I get through that? How do I get through you? How do I reach you? The Lord brought that to my attention this morning again. That my ear is not heavy. That I cannot hear. My arm is not short. That I cannot save. But you're allowing your sins and your iniquities. Call upon me. I will answer. I will be found of them that seek for me. From all their heart. Friend or foe? Hello. See that devil?
Yes.
He's we're a chosen generation. You never heard that before.
Oh, yes.
He got to tell me. Huh? And why don't you just go get your own broadcast?
Yes.
Why don't you go find two or three people that will believe you?
Right.
See, the devil. He's implacable.
Yes.
Which side are you on?
Oh, glory.
He got to tell me that we're a chosen generation. How about you, brother? I'm a chosen prophet.
Amen.
And so are you.
Amen.
You lying dog. God picked you out to rail against the man of God. How can you escape the damnation of hell? He can't. And he won't. He chooses every time. He must have that phone number recorded. All right, you may go.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Give no place to the devil. The devil's a lie. You think I want to go by the devil saying you're a chosen generation?
No.
What am I chosen for? To be damned or to be saved?
Saved.
What's he chosen for? He's a chosen generation to be damned. And damned he will be. Now, hello?
But ye are come to Mount Zion.
No kidding. Well, you're going to hell, sir. I tell you again, if you will, come and face me to my face. Come and face me to my face. Come and face me. What a damn fool. Who preaches the blood of Jesus Christ more than me? Who preaches tell you how God will save you? And that damn fool won't even hear me. Don't worry now. Who's next? The devil quotes the scripture better than most preachers. He knows them. It's written. It's written. It's written. Okay, maybe I can do that. Truly, God is good to Israel. Even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked preachers who made millions. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They're not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain, and violence covered them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than the heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak lofty. They set their mouth against the heavens.
Yes, Lord.
And their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore its people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? I mean, behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against a generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me.
And David was greatly distressed.
Spake of stoning him.
Well, the people waiting to get on the telephone and stone me.
Oh, Jesus.
You become the most hated preacher. Well, if I just stop preaching, maybe I'd be loved. Maybe if God just stopped being God, he'll be loved.
Oh, God.
Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood they their end.
All right.
Surely thou didst set them in a slippery place. Thou cast them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terror. Ah, boy. Terrorism. Still got the war on terror, don't we? And how do we fight the war with terror? With terror. Mr. Trump is probably going to cancel the elections because he knows every day he's losing the power of the electorate. He knows that. He takes his little things every day. Oh, he's up a little bit. Now he's down. But he never gets past 50%, except from his own little group. And none of you folk understand one damn thing I'm saying. They're fighting the war on terror with terrorism. You don't understand that. I told you last week you may have to stay right here in one of these times. It just put that thing out there and say you can't travel out there. Oh, who do you rub elbows with this week? Your children? Huh? Is that germ?
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Huh?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, God's able to keep me. That's why I want you to bring you out of it.
Amen.
That's how he keeps you.
Yes.
I tried to tell you for years and years that if I didn't have that, if I didn't have it on me, I'd get out of here. And with $1 million, I could buy my way out. That doesn't mean I wouldn't get caught, but not right away. I could be sure. Don't you know to flee from the wrath to come?
Hallelujah.
It's still going to get you. I wonder why he's showing us that. Well, that was sent to me, specially made. Why don't you folk do me a favor and just walk out that door? Just go ahead and do it tonight and go like that. I don't think I ever read this scripture before. What? I read the Bible. But I never. This morning I sat down. Pickle.
Thank you, Father.
How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terror.
Jesus.
Quarantine. Three of the senators last week had contact with the president. So they immediately quarantined themselves. They can't shake his head no more. What's Mr. Trump going to do when he can't shake hands? Have you ever seen him talking with anybody that he did not shake their hand? What's wrong with you people? Why do I got to say something you said to Wiki? Why, it was one of the main things that they used to identify him when he spoke with the world leaders. His handshake. Even when he met with all the leaders last week, with all this stuff, he shook hands.
Amen.
Who are you shaking hands with? Huh? Hey, snot nose, who are you shaking hands with up there?
Oh, God. Savior.
You know, a friendly handshake?
Amen.
So glad to see you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Why, anybody with good sense should be afraid to shake hands with him. Because, you see, he's not going to get the virus. Because he helped create it. He got a group of scientists, boy, working on that thing. Oh, we're going to have a vaccine in just a few days. Scientists said no. At least a year and a half. But he's lowered that now. At the most 6 months. And you damn folk, looking you right square in your faces, and you have no perception of what I said.
Oh, Jesus.
Eyes and see not. Ears, and that's the declaration that God gave concerning his church. Find it. Shouldn't be too hard to find that. Unto the angel of the church of the lazy folk. You gotta look at you folks just trying to find it. You got it, right? Hmm?
What thou sayest, I am rich.
Hey!
Hallelujah!
What did I tell you to look for? God damn it! What are you gonna do with this house? Unto the angel
of the
church. Don't tell me I don't know an angel when I see him.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Then in order to keep you from getting all screwed up, I tell you, I'm not an angel.
Amen.
But I am an angel messenger.
Yes, right.
Now to the angel messenger. To the church. The seventh church.
Amen.
The last one.
Right.
I wish somebody in this house. God, they won't believe. They just won't believe. Implacable. You see how stupid that guy is?
Yes.
See, don't you know what he's trying to tell about a new covenant? They don't like the one that God left us.
No, they don't like it.
They don't want Jesus to come back because they're going to have a new covenant. They're going to establish the kingdom on earth.
Right.
That's sad, boy. Mm-hmm. And if you search it all, the worldwide church, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Baptists, they're all saying, wait a little longer. Please, Jesus. There's so many still wandering out in sin. So wait a little longer, please, Jesus, to give us a little more time to get our loved ones in. Now, can somebody help me out? On to the angel of the church. Of the church. This is the description of the church.
Yes.
Not the Baptist church. Not the Methodist. Not the Catholic. The church. Hello, church.
That thou art neither cold nor hot.
Who are you? What do you mean you know our works?
Jesus.
I know you.
Yes, you do.
You ought to see them all trying to read to make sure you got it right. See, God's going to try your works.
Amen.
To see whether they're good or evil. See, I tried her standing up today. All my hands are raised, but she still won't do it. And I could tell her what to do, but she's not into that. She's not into doing what I tell her. Neither are you. Because if you do what I tell, she's going to make you bare. She's going to expose you. See? Come on down and face me.
Jesus, Lord to your name, God.
What does he mean? Come on and face me. If she would get the honest, she would tell you, I'm like a little meek lamb. She's just cutting away. And she knows that. And somehow she could just be like, I just do that. I don't think she can make me pretty. Oh, but some other sisters tell me, if I trim me, you look pretty. Yeah, you told me that. You told me how they compliment you. She can't make me pretty, but I am pretty.
Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Bless you, Prophet.
I better not do that. These folk ain't going to understand nothing. Don't tell me I don't know an angel when I see him.
That's right.
No, I don't even believe that was an angel from God. The devil likes a compliment. But he recognized the angel, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Oh, devil recognized Jesus, didn't he?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did. And Jesus made himself vulnerable. Amen. See, when I say that, I can just tell you, you didn't catch what I told you. You didn't get it at all. For 40 days, driven and led by the Holy Spirit of God into the wilderness to be deliberately, purposely, with a divine intent.
Glory.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
God. Their eyes don't have it, Lord. Then there's one little phrase. For 40 days, Satan never messed with them. But then one little phrase, he made himself vulnerable. And afterwards, after 40 days, without eating or drinking, wow.
Jesus.
He hungered.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You don't think he could have hungered after 2 or 3 days?
Yes.
He hungered. And Satan, who was watching him, going about, rawr, rawr. couldn't touch him. For the wicked one touched him not. And then he fixed it so the wicked one could touch him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
You know what I'm going to say next, don't you? I wish somebody could hear me. I stopped and afterward, after 40 days, led by the Spirit, driven by the devil, to be tempted.
Hallelujah.
He wasn't tempted for 40 days. It was afterwards.
Amen.
He was preparing for the temptation.
Glory. Glory.
Wow!
Glory.
I just said something.
Amen.
Oh, I get it. No hunger. I'm so hungry for God's people to recognize who I am.
All right.
Why me, Lord?
Yes, Lord.
Why not pick up?
Oh, bless you,
my Dennis over here, he spends more time in the scriptures than I do.
Bless you, Jesus.
He catches every little thing.
Bless you, Jesus.
He does. He spends more time in scriptures than I do. He reads that book. But somehow I need the prophets to help them understand it.
Amen. Oh, yes, God.
You understand what you're reading?
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
You understand what you're reading? Oh, but you were trying to tell me.
Amen. Thank you.
I understand what I'm reading.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your holy name, God.
Did I tell them what I see when you're cutting my hair? Look, poor Rose. I should. If I was a wise guy, I wouldn't mention her name.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your name.
That ain't very wise, is it? That's not discretion.
Thank you, Father.
Then I even tried to let her off the hook, because I will tell you again, she never seduced me. Although she had all the material, that did not seduce me.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. Seduction is imagination. But see, when I went to her, I didn't even seduce her. I was well aware what she was capable of being used of God.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Just look at all the women I could have picked. And I don't think one of them would turn me down if I put them in the right situation. Wow.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Wow. Wow. Afterwards, he hungered, and the devil knew it. He put himself in a position to be tempted. Why won't you folk knock it off, please? Why did I say one simple thing so clear, and you sit there? We don't need this. We got a new covenant. Jesus is a new covenant. He's a better covenant. Better than the old one. He is a new covenant. If I go away, I covenant with you, I will come again. And I will come to you that look for me. That are waiting for me. And once he comes, that's the end of the covenant. That's the everlasting covenant. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. He's not going to promise you another kingdom. This is the kingdom. Stop feeling so sorry for yourself. Will you embarrass me? What, because he chooses you?
Hallelujah.
You use you as an example? Why me, Lord?
Glory to God. You're worthy, O Lord.
Now that I know, do you know?
Hallelujah.
What I am?
Hallelujah.
Bless you,
Lord. Do you know?
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you what you am.
Hallelujah.
I am crucified. Now that I know what I am,
glory to God.
And I've used it before, but every time I die, I just tell you folks, don't get it. I know what I am. I'm crucified. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I. Christ liveth in me.
Christ liveth in me.
So you folk go do your own thing. You know what you are? A lost sheep.
Yes.
You lost your way.
My Lord.
Because your way is not God's way.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
But there is a way. Seems so right.
Yes, Lord.
But the ends.
Glory, God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Glory God.
Thou knowest not. Who's reading that?
Me.
Who's reading it? Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans.
I write these things, saith thee, amen. Faithful and true witness.
True witness.
The word of the Lord.
Yeah. Beginning of the creation of God.
Jesus. In the beginning, God created. And he was the beginning of it. He used the word.
Glory.
And God said,
glory.
And God said, and that's how he created all things.
Yes.
And God, my God,
yes.
What do I got to do with you?
Thank you, Lord.
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. And then, so then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
All right.
Because thou sayest, I am rich,
oh God,
increased with goods, and have need of nothing. Knowest not that thou art wretched.
Wretched. Yes, Lord.
Miserable.
Yes, Lord.
And poor.
Yes, yes, Lord.
And
yes,
blind.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And naked.
Yes, God.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Mercy.
Amen.
I let that sister take a pair of scissors and mess around my ears. And I tried to tell her the other day what I saw about a prisoner. He was a barber in the prison, the most dangerous prison in America. He chose to be a barber. He didn't know any, because it's the safest place in the prison. So how do you keep those murderers, those killers? He said, would you want to mess around with a guy who's got a scissor right by your ear? They said, this is calm as could be. Because
right.
They make a move on me.
Right.
I trust her.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with you? I know you'd like me not to mention this, but... or him. I'm not just using discretion, am I? If I was using discretion, I would even talk about this.
Right.
Beware when all men speak well of you.
Amen.
Beware. That book doesn't make sense, does it? Beware.
Beware. Hallelujah.
When all men speak well of you.
Amen.
Is that what I have here? A bunch of folk that speaks well of me?
Lord.
Beware of it now.
Bless it,
Jesus. How many calls we got? Three? Well, you expect Linda to call? That's why I mentioned her name. So I just pick up and say, I'm here. But she's not here, see? The last time she called, the one from New Orleans was saying, God told me I should come to the gathering. Can I come? And I wouldn't answer. God told her to come? Come on. Just look at that face. Look at it again. There it is. I just don't understand what he's saying. In all you're dealing with me, when am I the most meekest?
I cut your hair.
It used to be.
Yeah.
I submitted to you this morning without any trouble at all. I didn't cause you no trouble. I got to get your head straightened out. Oh, I see. I've been a meek leader until now, right? You know what? Well, did I tell you not to do it? Oh, my God. Who shall lay anything? Why do you want to charge me with something? I have a charge. Combat zone, huh? Hello? You think Sister Leonard is enjoying me talking like this? Well, she's probably not even listening anymore. This is like my friend from Florida. He hadn't heard me. After all the years of him being my friend, God brought him by here. And very simple, because when he goes to Florida from Maine, he goes right down there. So he went from Florida, from Maine to Florida again, and he went right past again. Huh? Pass me not, oh precious brother. Hey, Rose, don't pass me by. I won't pass you by. I won't pass you all by. You folk don't understand the way God does things. As high as the heavens. Boy, you people are so hard to talk to. It's almost beyond comprehension. What, am I a fool? I keep trying to tell her. I can't just move her out. I have to use what God's doing with her and me, and even him. Or you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And she knows it. I try to tell her part of her problem because she doesn't pull me too much anymore. Because I never one time told her she would pull me, but she would do it. I go, you know, when you catch one of them little whiskers, that hurts. But I don't think you're doing it on purpose. I don't think you folks are doing what you're doing on purpose, although God has a purpose in you doing it. Call the according to his purpose. We don't understand that. You were called and chosen according to God's purpose. You think I'm going to ignore that? Just like Dennis. There's not many men that could do what he's doing. What's he doing? He told me some years ago that when I stood before magistrates, he wanted to be with me. Well, I'm standing before him now. I'm standing in trial. He's standing with me, huh? How many men you think would do that? Now, I even told you years ago that one of the things that got Sister Strumpet. Knock it off! You wicked people, you won't remember nothing, will you? Things you should remember, you forget. And things you should forget, you remember. And it involved her. You're brazen, aren't you? Why don't you get bold and get on out? Just leave me alone. Go ahead. Go ahead. Boy, you're defiant, aren't you? I'm a living epistle. My life is ordained of God. My steps, my movements, my words are ordained of God.
Hallelujah.
And they're meant to try you, to purify you, to keep you. I'm not trying to replace you. Father, I don't want to do that. Who would I replace you with? There's only one like you. Just like I've been chosen to be humiliated.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Humiliate him. He humiliates me. That's a form of humbleness. Humble me, Lord. And he humbled himself and became obedient, even to have my hair cut. Are you going to stay being rebellious now? You're not going to cut my hair? You know what I'm going to do? I'll let it grow just so you can cut it. Jesus, use me, Lord. Don't refuse me. I ain't got much to offer, but I'll offer you what I have. And we will offer the sacrifice of praise. I know it's wrong for people to honor me to believe I'm God. So I got to beware when all men speak well of me, because I'm not God.
No.
But how many of you folk believe it when I tell you I'm not God?
You're not God.
I'm not God.
No.
But I stand in his stead.
That's it.
Oh, they don't get it. So the phone number here is 843-538-1334. I'm actually looking for a fight. Show your face, Satan.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terrors.
Yes, Lord.
Hello?
Yeah, don't tell me that I don't know an angel messenger when I hear him.
Do you hear him? Who are you?
I'm your brother.
You are?
Yes, I am. You're like my dad, my teacher, my...
Who are you?
I'm Brother Terry Tyler, and I'm one of your followers, one of your standby guys, one that's always believed in who you say you are. I believe that.
Well, you never believed enough to come here.
Well...
Beware when all men speak well of you. Oh, I'm your brother. I've been with you for all these years. Not that. But they won't do what I tell them. You can't expect all of God's people to come. I don't expect all of God. I expect all that God means. You guys are going to get killed. You don't come here, you're going to get killed. I'm telling you. This ark has been built for people that fear God.
Yes.
Hello.
Silver and gold have enough, such as I have to give to you the word of the Lord. God bless you, Brother David Passon up in Tennessee.
You're still up there too, huh? See, these guys want me to pat them on the head and say, good boy.
Right.
A man up here in Tennessee, his wife doesn't even want to serve God with them. If nobody
will go with me.
If my wife, what about you? What about me?
Holy God.
My wife don't want to serve God with me. Serve your God then. Hello.
Praise the Lord, Brother Starrett, Sister Danielle.
How you doing?
I'm pressing on.
Well, you better press in.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Lord bless you. You people amaze me constantly. You say about how God amazes you. So much amazing. And do you understand how much God's grace has been shed up? God shed his grace on you. And great grace. How come you don't know? Don't they know? You don't know what you're doing? Well, maybe you ought to find out what God's doing.
Thank you, Father.
Well, ain't God doing it? No. I told him her soul was in my charge. See, I got to work to help her maintain her integrity. Doing my best to make sure she don't come out to be Jezebel.
Oh, bless
you, Jesus. Hello, Jesse. I'll have his head as long as my God lives. I'll take his authority. Oh, so you folks figure Jezebel's a woman, huh? Bible calls her a woman. Trying to be God and she's a weaker vessel. In all of her strength, she still won't be God.
Amen.
Oh, living God, look at her face. Look at her. Oh, I get what she's doing. What are you doing, Libby? Libby, will you please give me a phone call?
Oh.
You stopped doing that? Well, I just asked you a few minutes ago and you gave it. I just asked her. I just asked her. What did I even ask her for? Because I remember those phone calls. Whenever I'd ask for a phone call, she'd call. And she always started out with, say it.
I'll prepare my heart for prayer.
Good. So I'm going to help prepare you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Never thought I'd ever... Hey, Libby, did you ever think you'd ever going to hug a white man like that? Well, you're not hugging a white man. You're hugging God's man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Cut my hair and I'll be just like any other man. And that old woman went and cut his hair. And what a man he was. There was not another man amongst all them folks that could love her like he loved her. Do you cut my hair and you gonna stop my love? No. Because my love is not in my hair. It's in my heart. So if I quit cutting people's hearts out. Come on, Libby. Then God brought you to the prophet who would prepare the people. My. Whoa. Making me some Holy Ghost stew. Gonna cut you all up. Put you all in the same pot. Turn up the heat. That's the way you do it right there. Well, I've been prepared for this. Can't talk to them, Lord. They shut their ears. Find that in the book. Find that in the book where it's written.
Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Jesus.
How do you read that?
Oh, bless you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, God.
Yet they will not hear. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can I help you?
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, too. Yep, I know your call. I know your voice. Lord bless you. Come to Passover. Atta girl. We'll look for you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Every time she calls you, she'll go. The last time she was here, I told her then she shouldn't have left. Who are you talking about back there? Well?
They heard these things. They were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran.
Oh, I forgot it. Stopping your ears is not shutting your ears.
Oh, Jesus.
Somebody's sitting here right now, and you're stopping your ears. They don't want to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hello, church.
Amen.
Don't you know a woman represents the church?
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hello, church.
Amen. Glory to God.
You can either be Jezebel or be Mary. Confuse them right away. You can be a Martha or be a Mary. You can be a child of the devil. Or be a child of God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
You can be overcome or be an overcomer.
Right. Yes.
You can have life or death.
Amen.
You.
That's right.
Yes. How many times do I emphasize that? We, not I. If God be for me, no, us. You're including the us.
Amen.
I'm so glad you included me. Aren't you ashamed that your mind is so confused in this hour of great learning, yet never able? I quote that all the time. I say to myself, they don't grasp this. You would think learning, after a while, you'd be able. Why did you quote it?
Learning.
Ever learning, but you don't end up being unable. Because you're not really learning. Or accepting the truth about you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, thank you for your mercy, Lord.
Why? You're not a sinner. You've been called.
Hallelujah.
To be a saint.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hear what the Spirit's saying.
Hallelujah.
To the saints.
Yes.
Because it's given unto you to know the mystery of the glorious coming of Jesus Christ. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall all be changed. In a moment. In the twinkling of. These damn guys preaching the coming of Christ is not actual coming. He's just going to set up his kingdom on earth. When Jesus taught us to pray, thy kingdom come. He was teaching to pray, come on, Lord, because he's the kingdom. He is the king of the kingdom. But thy will be done. Will you remember who when you come into your kingdom? Are you at this time going to restore the kingdom? And he's not talking about Israel.
No.
He's talking to Israel.
Yes.
Who is Israel?
Right.
Who are those that know he's real?
Hallelujah.
How do you know he's real? Because he saved you. He forgave you. Only God can do it. My God, what in the world? Many times I've walked out of the dining hall and come back and I say, even the best I have.
Hallelujah.
Watch them waver. Then they expect me to, you know, just pat them on the head. just a reasonable service.
Reasonable.
That's all.
Oh, blessed Savior.
Was it God on righteous that he don't recognize as our reasonable service?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
He's not asking you nothing unreasonable.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Have I become your enemy? Does I say the truth? Then love your enemy.
My Lord. Jesus. Thank
bless
you, Lord.
You, Lord.
Notice. Book, the message I put out some years ago where the man blessed his enemy. I thank God for my enemies.
Enemy. Yes, Lord.
How in the world could you love your enemy if you didn't have any?
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory, God. Glory, Jesus. My Lord, my God.
Oh, you try so hard. You're just a plain old Negro. Boy, if that ever hits you real hard.
Hallelujah.
If God could ever really convict us of our sin.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Of our iniquity.
Iniquity.
Mine iniquity.
So bad. Oh, yes. Glory.
You know about my iniquity, Lord?
My Lord.
You have blotted them all out.
Thank oh, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Can you tell me of another hope?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Who's
the
God?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The iniquity, transgression of his heritage. He will retain his anger forever. Because he delighted in mercy. And he will return again. He will have compassion on us. We'll cast all of our sins to the depths of the sea.
Glory!
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Oh, Bishop. Blotted out that last.
That all of it?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
That's not the whole thing.
Thank you, Father.
He will turn again.
Yes.
Compassion on us.
And subdue. Not just pat it on the head. He'll subdue it. He'll take ruler over it.
Yeah.
He'll grab you by the nape of your neck and say, do that. He'll put you on a cross. He'll have somebody beat you up. Because he learned
obedience
by the things he suffered. Oh, don't do that. I ain't suffered, Brother Stair. Wow.
Glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I suffer you to cut my hair.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
My suffering.
Oh, yes, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
And if I would tell the folk the privilege I have of letting her cut my hair, you would really get upset. Wow. Wow. What a privilege. They won't budge, God. A world that has perfected hating God. Haters of God. Despisers of those that are good. What a generation. It's got to be the last one.
Thank you, Lord.
It's just got to be the last one. The last one you're going to have to deal with, Lord. The end. And my people just love it. I love being identified as the last generation. I just don't like what it takes to identify it. Rebellion. Stubbornness. I'm not doing nothing to humiliate you. Now I get past your head. and get down into your heart.
Hallelujah.
Same with his, yours.
Hallelujah.
Smart Aleck.
Amen.
I want you to know. What do you want me to know, Libby?
Hallelujah.
And God brought you to the right place. Because
yeah.
Here's a man that prepares.
Glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
There is a place
yes.
of quiet rest near. A place where none can ever molest near to the heart. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Where's the heart? Ooh, there's the heart right there.
Thank you, Lord.
What a place.
Praise God.
Boy, if I could just get through your stubbornness, that old Mexican head. What kind of head you got? Will let Christ be your head?
Thank you, Lord.
The old black folk would say, give an honor to God and to Christ who is my head.
Amen.
Acknowledge him, O King Eternal.
Yes. Glory!
You will not rule over me. If I'm your head, I will.
Thank you.
We're heading this up, you know. Heads up.
Amen.
Hey, heads. Come on, heads up. Lift up your
head unto the roaming King.
Glory, God.
Bow before him and adore his feet.
Oh, Jesus.
Sing
Jesus.
To his majesty.
As a dream, when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image, their iniquity.
Hallelujah.
Everett?
David, greatly distressed.
Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked or hindered in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holding me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. And afterwards, receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee.
Jesus.
My flesh.
Glory. Glory.
I don't think you folk know what I'm doing. Even though I tell you. This is God speaking directly to me. Because I'm sitting. What am I going to preach?
Jesus.
And then God says, talk about yourself.
Jesus.
Whom have I in heaven?
Yes, Lord.
But thee. And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee.
Amen.
My flesh, my heart faileth.
Oh God.
But God is the strength of my heart.
Yes, Lord.
And my portion forever.
Amen.
For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed them all that go whoring from thee.
Hallelujah.
You hear that, you guys down by the river? You hear that, Stan? You hear that, Enoch?
Lord Jesus.
You no longer walk with God, boys.
Bless you, Jesus. Lord, bless you, Jesus.
Hear me that, Roberts? Hear that, Chandler?
Lord Jesus.
Which one should I pick out here? He actually picked you out, you know.
Hallelujah.
He'll identify you. He'll just let you do your own thing and it won't be long. You better thank God for the word. For lo, they are far from thee. They shall perish. Thou destroy them all that go whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw nigh to God.
Yes, Lord.
I have put my trust in the Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Boy. Yes, Lord. I let you do all that stuff to me?
Bless you, Jesus.
That's because I put my trust in God.
Amen.
Not in you.
God.
Spirit of betrayal.
Glory.
I keep telling every one of you.
Hallelujah.
I just wonder how you're going to testify. If you have to testify concerning my integrity.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank God.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Look at your faces.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Not quite sure, are you?
Bless you.
Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand. He used it. They made all the earth drunken. Babylon. It's long been known by those who have an insight in God that America is Babylon.
Amen.
Comes just before Sodom and Gomorrah. They thought they knew the way. God blinded them, and they, instead of being united, they became divided.
Hallelujah.
This is where all the different races came in, and the races are identified basically by their language. Your speech betrays you. Blessing and cursing coming out of your mouth? That should not be. Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand. They made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore the nations are mad. There's no temptation or tribulation or persecution or rejection but such as is common to man. Do your mother and father forsake you? Do your children reject you? Do your money runs out? Your insurance policy has not become an insurance policy? See, I keep telling you things like that because I wonder what it was that way back there before these times, I would not get an insurance policy.
Thank you, Lord.
They were trying to sell me life insurance.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
In the only time they would pay it if he died. Why do you give you assurance to live? That's what God did. He gives you assurance so you can live until you die. Wow! And you folks expect me. I know I sit down because I get very tired, but my God, it is wearing me, just wearing me, just wearing me. I'm trying to close. I was over in King Street. I was living in a truck camper. Wife had come back home to have a little rendezvous. And I was crying and weeping because I didn't know how to basically deal with that. Still don't, basically. And then I remembered a preacher. His name was, he's now out there in Miracle Valley, Don Stewart, who inherited the ministry of A.E. Allen once he got rid of Shambaugh. And it wasn't hard to get rid of Shambaugh because Shambaugh desired his own ministry, which actually became famous because of A.E. Allen. You don't understand that. Do you folks know you're known?
Hallelujah.
All over the world.
Hallelujah.
All over the world. Come and talk to you by revelation. I came and talked to you by revelation. Boy, did I take a risk. I don't believe so. God didn't take no risk. He made a choice to save you. He just chose you. Everybody said, what are you doing, God? I'm going to save them. Them sinful, wicked, rebellious people, no problem with me. Let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Believe in God.
Yes.
Believe in me.
Yes.
That's what Jesus said.
Yes.
And as the Father sent him, so sent he me.
Amen.
So if I go away, I will send unto you another comforter, another messenger.
Yes.
He'll have a message for you.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God. Boy, they don't know it. We are something, aren't we? But no fear. My daughter Naomi did the same thing that Tim Cheek did to me. Well, that's like some of you do to me. When I told her how they took me over to Switzerland, how many times have I tried to show you how that was God?
Yeah.
And where is the man that took me?
Right.
Huh? And I told you what, he used to come, the last time I saw him was right here.
Mm-hmm.
And he got himself entangled with a woman, and she wouldn't come with him. So I said, leave her alone.
Amen.
And he looked on them with anger. Why do you expect me to look at you? Because there's no love in God's anger, is there? Is there? Well, if God's in it, God is love.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you admit it? Man, I don't fathom that. Boy, how you folks squirm when I tell you I love you. Now, you don't mind if I tell you I love you. But when I tell you that one too, oh, how
he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his heart. What more could he do? Oh, how he loves you.
Amen.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me.
Now, one of your brothers, when you get a chance, you mark them over there right there, put their sister pal. She comes planning all morning long to stand there. And she goes to the same spot. Stands the same way, hand behind her back. Then she looks at me and smiles.
Glory to God.
You know what you could have done?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You mean you can do it?
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
I can do it. Boy, what I've gone through with this lady. That's where I learned to rub buddies.
Mm-hmm.
She got one, boy. Believe me. You don't believe me?
They believe you.
God said to Brother Brenham, you got to get to people to believe you.
Hallelujah.
And when he tried to please the people on the condition of which they would believe him, they rejected him. If I please you, I won't please God.
Amen.
Please God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
For with many of them, God was not well, please. And God sent fiery serpents among the people. And then he sent a way for them to be saved. As Moses. You folks still don't get it. There were thousands of Israelites who had been bitten. They were lying out there dying. Moses went running up to God because Moses had access to God. Oh, God, you're going to kill them all? After so great a deliverance? They're not going to talk against the people. They're going to talk against you and me.
Amen.
Go down, Moses. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Tell that old devil, turn him loose. God, it's the same old thing. I can repeat. I've got to get this point across, but I don't know how to do it. Because I talk, and people just don't understand. I was told that God did not repent, for he's not a man that he should have to repent. So what did God do? He became a man.
Amen.
So he could repent.
Yes.
So that you become sons of God.
Hallelujah.
And the other way you can become a son is to repent.
Hallelujah.
So he became your example. He repented.
Yes.
So I'm sorry I made you.
Yes.
I'm so sorry I'll just give up this life. So we can have a new life. My God. My God. Somebody. Somewhere. Now we come to what God said to me. Because I was told that God would not repent. Because God is not a man. And then I read in the Bible, where a repentant God.
Hallelujah.
And told me he won't repent. He didn't repent as God. Repent as a man. He gave his life. That's repentance. He repented, boy. And it wasn't a pleasant death. Is anybody here as smart as an old Satan worshipers in Switzerland? See, Naomi did it to me the other day, the same thing Tim Cheese did to me. What did Tim Cheese do? I went to the burial of Teresa's mother, bona fide Catholic. Now, I happen to know her mother one day told me how she knelt before the television listening to Billy Graham. Yeah, but her Catholic upbringing was still too strong. Confessing before a television is unacceptable to the Catholic Church. Why are you folk doing this? I was raised around Catholics. I don't remember one day in talking with any of them when they'd say, I'm going to confession. Before they went to work. Before they went to school. They would say, he went to confession. Phrases that would come out of the Catholic mouth. Because to them, confession was the end of the matter.
Hallelujah.
No Catholics here, huh? Have you gone to confession?
Amen.
Catholic means universal.
Amen.
Universal sinners.
Amen.
Universal church.
Amen.
Have you gone to confession?
Amen.
If we confess him,
yes,
he'll confess us. I believe I'll confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm going to make confession. Have you confessed your sins?
Faithful.
You want to know who the faithful one is?
Jesus.
Confess your sins.
Hallelujah.
But don't give him a fake confession.
Yes. Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We're living in a world of fake.
Yes.
Don't be a fake Christian.
Amen.
Don't be a false one.
Amen.
Be a true one.
True. Amen. Glory.
Oh, bless you. I was sleeping in the back of that truck, and I was troubled with that. And all at once, I heard the Lord say to me, I'm weary with repentance.
Amen.
How many times have you caused Christ to repent? Every time he goes before the Father, for you, he has to repent.
Amen.
Father, I see his name in the book.
Jesus.
I see it also in the other book.
Whew. Hallelujah.
I died for them.
Yes.
Father.
Glory for him. Hallelujah.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Hallelujah.
I mean, so heard me that lady. I don't know what to do. How do you handle this? How do you handle that?
Bless you, Jesus.
Now, if I was smart, I'd take all the money from him. That still would stop him. He'd find a way. Huh? When you lost your way, you know what you're doing? You're trying to find a way.
Hallelujah.
And there is a way. Oh, I found a way.
Hallelujah.
How about the way of repentance? What's the matter? Just a little test?
Amen.
Search me. Years ago, when men would do what they're doing to me, I'd go to them. I'd face them. See, I can't do that now. I'm being held for a final judgment. I'm being bonded over to. Shall we stand? It's like talking to the wind. They don't know me. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, the unbelievers, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Is that what we're trying to do? Make God jealous? Are we stronger than He? What a unique scripture to give the prophet to preach to this house. God is jealous over us, but don't provoke him to it. Don't do something just to make him jealous. He offers you that. Don't provoke him. There might be one or two who gets the deep meaning of that. He's too high for us. He only said to me, or Tim G said to me, when I came back from that funeral, and I told him that I had gone to the Mass. The only time in my life I ever was in a Catholic church. I went to the Mass. And I told you what I did. Yes, I did, damn you folk. I don't remember. I don't remember. Because I wasn't going to let that pass me by. I sat right there where he went and gave the little cookie.
Yeah.
He even looked at me two or three times and I just sat there. There ain't no way I would have done that.
That's right.
No way. And somehow he knew it. Because when service was over, I did want to get to him. And the closer I got to him, all of a sudden he jumped and ran. Oh, look at these two sisters with their eyes looking so acceptable, but so confusing. What in the world are they talking about? Yeah, still confused. You need your heart prepared.
Oh, Jesus.
So do you. Hearts are so far from God. Oh, they love me, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh. And because they received not the love,
The truth
is my shield.
Lord.
When I came back, we were sitting right back there one night with all the brothers. Because for 4 years, I went through a dilemma. I kept looking for the brothers to somehow encourage me, but they would sit with me, but there wasn't much. The only one that I knew really encouraged me was Rick. I heard Rick say one day, look at him, look at me. He was sitting right back there. And he looked up and said, God, I forgive you for all the evil you're putting on us. Because God puts evil on us. So you expect all good and no evil?
Amen.
So if you're going to think about the goodness. Don't think about the evil. Boy, oh boy, you poor people. All you gotta do is look at Mark over there. Look at some of these folk. Look at his face. What does it tell you? He's not even hardening himself. But he's still got a confusion. Still confused.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus.
And the confusion ought to be this. Why he
should care for me.
Lord. Glory.
Always.
Oh, yes.
Certainly.
Always. Yes, 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 Lord. Glory, God.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Well, I love God. Why?
Because he first loves
me. Why?
Amen.
He had to compete with yourself, love, didn't he? Didn't he? Because you love yourself.
Amen.
More than we love God.
That's right.
Tim Cheek sat back there and I was describing how I was trying to get to that. I'm still going to get a chance. You tell it to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Bird, you tell me what I was doing. Don't remember, huh? I wanted to get to that priest. Because he kept watching me during the whole ceremony and I just stood there looking at him. When service was over, he stood in the back, shaking everybody's hand, and he was so nice, and I just stood back long enough so I could make sure I'd get to him. I'm serious. I won't let that crowd push me by. And I started to get closer to him, and I'd already rehearsed my speech. And my speech was, you whited sepulcher. You scribe, you Pharisee, you hypocrite. You can pass land and sea to make a Catholic.
Amen.
And when you're done,
amen.
How about all you Catholics? Universal faith. Get somebody to see things your way. When you're done, make them a twofold more child of hell. Then you are.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Oh,
Jesus.
Now, you've not been told around here that you're a child of hell.
No. Oh, thank you, Father.
You've been told you're a child
thank
of God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
What are you going to believe?
Thank you, Lord God.
Even though you serve your devil so many times,
thank you, Lord God.
Doing his bidding.
Thank you, Lord God.
What do you think you're doing when you're hard in your heart?
Yeah.
What do you think you're doing? Stiffing your neck.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stop doing it.
Amen, Brother
Steph. Okay.
Stop doing it.
Yes,
Stop doing it!
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I'm so glad he chose you and me.
Yes.
Church, bride.
Yes.
And the Father gave the bride away. I said, that belongs to me, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
I said, now you stop it.
Yes, sir.
I'll bet your name.
You stubborn thing, you.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Stiff neck.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Uncircumcised in heart. You do. Always. Oh, well, now I'm not sure that that's God. When I begin to describe that I had gone to that mass, old Tim Cheek said to me, "You didn't take the mass, did you?" I said, "What the hell? You?" Where's Tim Cheek today? Where is the wise guy that stood over there on the day of judgment and said, "You won't recognize me as a minister. You recognize all these other guys." I said, "What do you want to be?" "So a pastor." I said, "You're a pastor." Then later on, when I needed a pastor, I need a pastor. I don't need nobody to pester me. I need a pastor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
My daughter at St. Jean, the other day, she questioned me when I told her how they were reading my palms. And she said, "Daddy, you let them do that." I said, "At first, I didn't know what they were doing. Then I told you what I'd done." Yeah. "Damn you, you wicked people sitting right in my presence. What part of my life have I hid from you? What part of my doings have I hid from you? Tell me."
Oh, bless the Savior. Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Because I told you the last place they took me was to the number one tea leaf reader. See, I still can't make you folk realize that Switzerland is a place for religious people.
All right.
I met every kind of... Never mind. See, they're not going to go on with me.
Amen.
I told Chris I would not come unless I can preach. So when he called me, he said, "Brother Stair, I've made contact with everyone. You come over and I'll tell you." And he took me to them. Palm readers, tea leaf readers, preachers, politicians. And he really would say, "Look at me!"
Jesus. Hallelujah.
You talk about being scrutinized. Do you ever wonder why we've had wars that never affect Switzerland?
True.
Fight wars all around them.
Yeah.
Never touch Switzerland. Do you ever wonder why the captain of the guard and that again is Swiss guards? You ever wonder why they can come over here and move our Secret Service out of the way?
Well,
you don't even think about it, do you?
Oh, Jesus.
Their number one job is to protect the Pope.
All right.
And they'll push the Secret Service right out of the way.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
The number one worldwide are called Jesuits.
Yeah.
Go to hell, back to your room.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
When I told Naomi what happened, because I told you folk, how did that end? He carried me to a number one tea leaf reader in Zurich. That was the last place we went. Because I wouldn't let them take me anymore. Yeah, look at them. I don't understand. Why are you telling us that? I wonder, maybe God didn't know I was going to turn out like this. Preserve me through all these kind of things.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we're not going to go along. We're not going to honor you like that, Brother Stair. He does.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I don't receive the honor of men. How long is that? 2 hours? 3 hours? Almost three. And still can't get a spirit of understanding and submission. We're just not going to go along with this. Now, if you treat me right, well, to treat you right, I'd have to mistreat somebody else. So if I'm going to treat anybody, I'm going to treat you all alike. When the woman read my leave that day, I looked at it and I jumped up and I ran out the door. Boy, I know I told you this before, and you ought to look at the dentist in your eyes. You just don't get it. You think I'm just telling a little story? These were a matter of life and death for me. Yeah, spiritual life or spiritual death. Every day, he set before me a way of life and a way of death.
Amen.
You can go to that tabernacle and choose life or go and choose death. Please them people and you're going to die. Please me and you'll live. You know, he says to me, you let them do that? I said, at first I wasn't sure what they were doing. Because he would take me, he took me to a beautiful place where preachers had retired. There must have been 200 retired preachers in that Protestant country. Switzerland is a Protestant country, although it does have a Catholic area. I didn't know that! I didn't know that! I didn't know that! Oh, Mr. Obama said, we're no longer a Christian nation. He was right.
Yeah.
For once, the devil told the truth.
That's right.
And Mr. Trump comes and proves
Amen.
We are no longer a Christian nation. And our Congress proves. Mr. Obama went so far as to say and took out one nation under God. He took it right out. We're not a nation under God.
No.
We got a pestilent,
yeah.
A contagious disease.
Yeah.
It spreads.
Yeah.
A little rubbing of the enemy, and it rubs right off on you. Iniquity
Hallelujah.
Is abounding.
Hallelujah.
But God brought you out of that world. So you have to rub elbows with them. We don't need them for their food. We don't need them for their money. If you ever need it, you sure do. What are you guys going to do? I never forget one day when it was up here, and they were trying to get me to make the water safe. And I say to them, do you honestly think that I would have these people drink water that's not safe?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You think I'm going to allow these crackpot preachers that stood in this pulpit and challenged our safety?
Lord.
The only way I know you're safe is if I preach.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I'm God's safety.
Yes.
Prepare to make
a people.
How well are you doing preparing yourself? Anybody but you, Brother Stair? He made the choice. You folk better find a place of repentance. You always said, Daddy, you guys should know anything wrong with it. And when I got outside, I said, Christopher, what are you doing? Well, I said, these are our spiritual leaders. Damn it, folk. Why do I got to say that and watch the darkness in your eyes? Because you don't want to hear less of it, do you? Do you? There's not another prophet like me. I'm the last one.
Amen.
And it won't take long to prove that. Jesus don't come when I die, and that's not far off.
Amen.
It could be almost any day. Any day. Any moment. Wait. Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm talking, he hears me.
Yes,
you hear me?
Too.
But then I'll come right back with this. Though God
slay me and I'll trust him, I shall then
so I'm going to trust my flesh, huh? Hi.
Hi.
You're all right? Like you, once in a while you tune me in, but most of the time you search the dial. You're wrong, prophet. I'm not wrong. You wouldn't be in such dilemma if it listened to every word and understand every situation. Yeah, she asked me, how'd you react when they done that? I said, when I found out what they were doing, I wouldn't go back. But when I found out what you were doing. And you don't like what I found out, do you? Do you? Do you? Do you?
Oh, bless
you,
Jesus.
What did I find out, Rosetta? What did I find out? I said to Chris, what are you doing? He keeps telling me you're a prophet from America. So they put me all through a little test. How about the one with the guru?
Yeah.
It was cold. That guy had nothing on but a loincloth. And he wasn't even cold. I said to him, you're not cold? He said, no. Are you folk cold? I wish you holler cold.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
No, you're not cold and you're not hot. You're lukewarm.
Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God.
I could deal with the ones that were cold.
Thank you, Jesus.
I could deal with the ones that were hot.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're tough to deal with.
Thank you.
You're I said, Chris, I said, what are they saying? You're like I do with you. What are you saying?
Yeah, it's too high.
Amen.
Because we went to 25 or 30 of the highest spiritual leaders in Switzerland, where people come from all over the world to see him.
Hallelujah.
It's a place of refuge. Brother Brennan fled there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he fled from the IRS. Boy, you focus on that. I just wish I could show your faces to you and watch how you're looking at me. Such a lack of understanding. Now, Brother Brennan, he was not a very good bookkeeper.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And so one day the IRS, one of his buddies,
bless you, Jesus,
reported to the IRS, just like David Terrell.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of you folk consider me a good bookkeeper. Well, I'm not a very good bookkeeper. I just know the bookkeeper.
Amen. Glory. Glory, Jesus. Glory, Lord. All right, yes, Lord.
That's where he keeps your name.
Thank you, Lord.
In the book.
Hallelujah.
Unto you, as the prophet said.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you. I said to Chris, I said, what are they saying about me? What are you saying about me?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Something's wrong here. You look.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Then you're like that Catholic priest. I don't know how he knew about. When I got so close to him, all at once, he was gone. With a long line of folk wanted to talk to him. I said, where'd he go? He just ran. See, the wicked will flee.
Amen.
See how these folk fled out of here? They were wicked.
Word of God.
The wicked will flee. Remember? I remember when you fled. And I see you're going to look at me and say, where? Boy, I should have had a video of you that day so you never forget it. Because what did they say about me, Chris? He's your brother's there. He said, I go and talk to every one of them after that. Mind readers, tea leaf readers, hand readers, preachers, politicians, bankers. Just a fleeting moment talking to me.
Yeah.
Friend or foe? What? Yes?
I have checked. The Lord repents. Jeremiah 18:8.
This devil. You see, he won't even shut up enough to hear anything. See me talking? He hears me. Now let me, hey, will you let me talk for a moment? What's your intent? I'm not your charge.
Object when you're wrong.
I'm not your charge.
The Lord repents. Jeremiah 18:8.
I'm not. What's your intent? What do you hope to gain with these kind of calls?
See,
I'm giving you evidence. Okay, so you're telling me that I'm God's man, but I need to repent, right?
Well,
right?
Just curse the
brethren. I don't ever curse anybody. I can do without you.
Well,
and over half the brothers have already left, and I'm still going on without them.
Right.
And you can raise your mouth all day long, and I'll be back here next week if God wills, and I won't be here if he doesn't will. So your judgment don't mean one damn thing. What happens if I don't follow your instructions? Well, what happens if I don't receive your so-called judgment? Come on, what happens to me? Say it.
Thank you, Lord.
Think you all learned your lesson?
Thank you, Lord.
I have three or four guys doing that to me all week long. And I said to them, come and see me. Let's just make the judgment right here.
Amen.
Go ahead. Put your shoulders back. Go ahead. Haughty. Haughty. Haughty, arrogant. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that you're not stubborn. Tell me.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Why, right there you're showing it. If you weren't stubborn, you could go ahead and tell me. You don't like my judgment? What's your intent? For God, a discerner? And the intent, what's your intent of even being here? Why you come? Why you stay? What's your intent? Well,
want to be saved,
but you don't have to put up with me to be saved. Who said we're not here? Make your judgment. Who's that prophet? Well, look at lips. Show your face, Satan. I'm here on these grounds all the time.
Oh,
I can't come your way. And boy, you better be glad that Jesus can't come today. Because when he comes, he's going to destroy you with the brightness of his coming.
Amen.
So show your face, Satan.
Amen.
Now you and me, when I shall see him, he's going to demand me and you, show your face. And when I see him, oh, I want to see him.
Look upon him.
You're not going to shuck him, you know.
No. Thank God.
He's going to look at your face just like you look at his. And all I can tell you, you don't want to see your face like it is right now.
No. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Just the thought of seeing him. Just the thought. I want to see him. Look upon his face.
Glory.
There to sing forever.
Oh, yeah.
Of his.
Grace.
You damn fool. I'm a man of great
grace.
Great mercy.
Yeah.
And you damn devil.
Yeah.
Get thee hence, Satan. And God have mercy on you folk that even go along with him in the spirit. Get out! Depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
Hallelujah.
There's hope in that.
Hallelujah.
Because at first you might say, I don't know you. Still giving you a chance to get to be known. But you keep messing around and you keep hollering, I'm predestined. And he'll say, depart from me. And you'll say, no, you can't make me do that. I never knew you.
Oh, Jesus.
You folks still haven't caught that.
Yeah.
I've talked about that several times.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know you. What you're doing right, I don't know you. So don't try to get in. But then you go back out and come back again. You're doing it to me right now again. Find both accounts. Find them and read them. Second one, he says, I never. You're not predestined.
Thank God.
Well, if he ever said that to you, forget your testimony about predestination.
In 1988, I stopped drinking and I find to the Bible